Heifs of a House began in 1971 when the Lord called my wife and I to start the work. We're located in Winona Lake, Indiana, which is the home of Billy Sunday. If you remember that famous evangelist of years ago, well, actually, he was born in Iowa, but he and his wife built a home there in Winona Lake on a hill overlooking Winona Lake. So if you ever get out our way, you can take a tour of his house. Heifs of a House is a boarding school, for lack of a better term, for young girls. Now, these girls may not be what you expect. All of these youngsters have a custodial parent that goes to church. So by virtue of that relationship, they've sat in pews like these. They've been in Sunday school class. They've heard godly preachers. They've memorized scripture. They've done all these things. But as I'm sure you realize, just because a child has received the light is no absolute guarantee they're going to follow the light they have received. And that's normally when we get involved, even though that child's had all that opportunity in their teenage years, we take them from 12 to 16 years, 8 months. That's the range we deal with. Then the pastor or the family or both get in touch with us to see if we can help, and of course, that's why we're there. They stay with us at least 15 months. I think I said that. Some stay longer. That's up to the pastor and the parents in each case. Some of our girls are now pastors' wives and missionary wives, and of course, we're pretty excited about that. Others are now godly wives and mothers, and still others are pretty angry they were with us in the first place. And that's what we've been facing in recent times. I'll say more about that in just a moment. But most of the girls we get come by word of mouth. So if you know of a family, in fact, probably the most common word we've heard over the last 40 years is that we're desperate because they don't want their child to gather scars. They don't want their child to throw away their potential. And we're one of the few ministries left where we have a secure facility where they can't just do irresponsible things like running away and whatnot, because a child in that condition is capable of doing some pretty irresponsible things. But let me show you this film, and then we'll say some more.
I got into a lot of trouble. I had a boyfriend who I dated for almost 2 years, who was 4 years older than me. Really messed my life up, and I started to cut my arms and just do crazy things. And I told my mom and dad, I was really mean to my parents. I told them that I hated them and just obscene things and didn't mean them, but I was just in so much under pressure with this guy.
I was making choices that would affect the rest of my life, and I was going too far with what I was doing.
There was just incident after incident, you know, that scared my mom.
I started to listen to the world, and I would blame it on the Lord. I started back trailing and getting bitter. I would build a wall. I wouldn't talk to anybody about my problems. I started listening to some friends I had. I started dating with some guys, and then I started paying less attention to my mother.
My dad didn't know what to do. I was going wild. I was on drugs. I was drinking. I was going wild, and I know for a fact that if I wouldn't have been sent here, I would have killed myself.
No one who reads the newspaper or watches the news is surprised to learn that young people in America are in spiritual trouble. The corrupt and ungodly culture of today permeates the minds and hearts of millions of teenagers in virtually every state and city. And sadly, these are not just the unsaved, worldly street kids. Untold numbers of young people in our churches, including fundamental Bible-believing churches, are under assault. These images and music are prevalent and increasingly common, not only in the world, but also among Christian teenagers.
But there are children who are raised in godly homes that are structured, that are separated from this world. And yet this world has so many influences that are negative that that child comes under a lot of influence that the parent has no control over.
But what if there was a place, a safe place for a troubled teenage girl? A place away from wrong friends and circumstances, no television, internet, cell phones, Facebook, no parties, no uncontrolled freedom. A place where the Bible is read, honored, and obeyed, where Christian character is developed, and living a wholly separated life is not mocked, but actually revered. Such a place is Hephzibah House. Hephzibah House was founded in 1971 by Ron and Patty Williams.
Hephzibah House is a boarding school in which that child can find safety, security. They will learn not only their academics, but they will be challenged on a spiritual basis about their relationship with the Lord and a relationship with their parents and their pastor.
This ministry is unique. It only takes girls from Christian homes, and at least one parent must attend a fundamental church. Therefore, these are children of the light.
All of these children have been raised in church and Sunday school to some degree. They've been at camp, VBS, they've memorized scripture. They've participated in all of these things we would expect from a young person raised in a Christian family, a Christian home. And yet, despite all that advantage, all that light, all that opportunity, they have chosen to go in a wrong direction.
And these children are nearly always deceived.
Many of the children that come to us have been absolutely convinced that their pastor is their enemy, that their parents are their enemies. They are so self-centered, so convinced that what they're doing is right and that their authority figures are absolutely staying awake at night trying to rob them of life's happiness.
What's it like trying to reach a rebellious teenage girl?
It's not easy. A child who is absolutely convinced that their parents and their pastors are against them is a child who is absolutely deceived by the deceitfulness of sin. So as every pastor can tell you, it's a heart issue. A person can hear 1,000 sermons and live like a devil. So it's a heart issue, and how that individual youngster responds
to the light, the love, the care, the security that they have here. And of course, it's our prayer that they respond in a godly way.
And it is to these children Hephzibah House hopes to minister. For nearly four decades, Hephzibah House has been located in Winona Lake, Indiana. This is the north central part of the Hoosier State. The ministry operates under the authority of Believers Baptist Church, an independent fundamental church. The young teens are placed in the ministry by their parents or guardians under the guidance of their home pastor. They stay at Hephzibah House at least 15 months. Godly, single, adult staff ladies work with the girls on a daily basis, in addition to a support staff of several married couples. The girls attend Believers Baptist Academy, a structured Christian school using nationally recognized teaching material. Girls who struggled in school at home have excelled at Hephzibah House. Some have even graduated and gone on to college. The girls learn to work with their hands, something foreign to many young people today. They clean, help prepare and serve meals, wash clothes, and make their beds. Teenage girls love activities and regularly have fun nights with board games and skits and campfires in the summer. The girls spend a lot of time outdoors in our ministry garden, as well as exercising and walking. In the wintertime, the girls love to play in the snow. Those girls who are musically inclined are encouraged to practice. The girls also are involved in crafts, art lessons, and spend much time learning homemaking skills such as sewing. Holidays are special occasions when the staff and girls spend the day together with activities, special meals, and devotions. About every 3 months, the girls have a scheduled visit with mom and dad, not only to see their family again, but also to begin building bridges of communication. The girls also have regular phone calls home and can speak often with their home pastor when they call. Hephzibah House is routinely inspected by local fire and health officials and has often been praised for safety and cleanliness. One of our staff is a registered nurse, another an advanced emergency medical technician, and all the adult staff that work with the girls routinely undergo first aid and CPR training. Additionally, licensed medical doctors are available locally for help with other medical needs, and a state-certified hospital is just a few miles away. The girls sleep in dormitory-style living quarters and are under constant supervision by adult lady staff members. In all these years, hundreds of girls have passed through these hallways. All have heard the gospel.
In this atmosphere of structure, discipline, rules, oversight, this youngster has an opportunity to develop new character, to put off the old man, as Paul would say to the Colossians, and to put on the new man. But it's not enough to just remove her from outside influences. Our goal is to reach her heart. By the grace of God, through the preaching, the teaching, the counsel, the structure, the security, all of these things, our primary goal is to reach that child's heart for Christ, to give her a new vision, a new hope of what her future really could be.
Sadly, some have rejected the truth they've heard and have gone on to ruin their lives. But praise the Lord, some have turned around for God and are serving the Lord today. Anytime one deals with human hearts, there is the awful reality that some will not be reached.
Simply bringing a child to Hephzibah House is no guarantee of a good outcome. If I might put it this way, the old aphorism says that the same sun that melts the wax hardens the clay.
Over our visits over the last year and a half, we've watched that hardness melt. And at first it was surface. She was saying the right things, but there wasn't a lot of depth to it.
We serve a God of a second chance. And we want to convey that vision
to these souls that God brings to us, many of whom have been injured. They've been traumatized by sin and the god of this world. And so we can offer not just a pie in the sky kind of a hope, but a genuine, viable, biblical hope that their life really can be different.
And later on, we began to see her dealing with some things and making confessions and wanting to be right with people. And by the last couple of visits, it was like we were dealing with a mature young lady again. And one pastor friend said to me, after seeing the videos that we took of her, he said, you know, he said, I see a renewed innocence. And I think that explains it very well. She the sweetness, the innocence came back.
The society, the culture in which we now live is so hostile to our God, so hostile to His Christ, so hostile to the Bible and Bible principle that many of these youngsters are jaded. They are worldly wise. They have become desensitized to spiritual truth. They have no craving or hunger or desire for the things of the Lord. But praise the Lord, He still can pull a few from the fire. And that's our joy when we see that happen. Regardless of the awful culture in which we live, how immoral, how ungodly, how Christ-rejecting it happens to be, the Lord still is pleased to pull some from the fire.